About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning.
Thank God it's Friday.
And welcome to your weekend. It is just after 9 o'clock here from the world famous K-Rock Studios at Mid Miracle Mile Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. Good morning, Orange County. Good morning, Pasadena. Good morning, L.A. And good morning to anyone who is watching us as we are streaming live on YouTube. We got lots to get into this hour on the show. We kick things off by getting you tickets to Six Flags. If you're the 20th caller, the number's 800-520-1067. Then we are going to turn up the microphones on Allie's womb and check in with her baby.
Because
I believe today is supposed to be gender reveal day. And so maybe we find out, will that be a boy or will that be a girl?
If that's how we find out, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know my least favorite bit. I don't know what your baby's going to say because we haven't turned the mics up, but Omar's got the power to do it, so yeah. We will turn them up loud enough to hear, just like they do with the cameras. You know, those cameras they use to show you what your kid looks like in there, those aren't regular cameras, Allie. That's not 12 megapixels. Those are real deal x-ray powered sonograms or whatnot.
X-ray powered?
I don't know. They're doing something in there.
That would be pretty messed up. Well, they were constantly putting that on my stomach.
Whatever they're doing, they're able to see stuff. They got special cameras. We got special sound here in radio. Uh-huh. So don't judge the system.
There is no system. You're making up this whole system.
Omar, you can boost the levels, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
Right.
We'll check, 100%.
We'll check in with Allie's womb in just a moment.
Movement on the helicopter thing?
There is.
Movement has been made.
Yep.
Movement is happening.
We have a lead on a copter.
Johnny is trying to back out of this whole helicopter thing, but that's how we're going to do the gender reveal. Johnny and the chopper. He's going to throw out hot dogs if it's a boy or tacos if it's a girl. And anyone who's below the helicopter will get a free lunch regardless.
I think that we're having a little bit of a roadblock with throwing food out of the helicopter, but I tried to keep it vague.
What do you mean? They said they wouldn't do that?
Well, they were like, you're throwing things out of the helicopter? Is this going to be safe? And I was like, yeah, it could be.
Who asked that? The helicopter people asked?
No, our sales guy that's got the connection.
Keep them out of this.
I just kept it vague. I said, don't worry, it'll be safe.
I'm trying to get help from all places. Hey, whoever gets me one.
First. Kenya? Yeah.
Kiana.
Try that again.
Jesus.
Is this Kiana?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
hey,
Kiana.
Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. You're on Klein Alley Show, and you are the 20th caller, more importantly.
Oh, good morning. That's so exciting. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have tickets coming to you for Six Flags, Magic Mountain, four of them, and if we call you back, I don't know, this weekend or Monday or something, you're going to get a gold pass for all of 2027, all right?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Hold on one second. Very nice to meet you. That's Kiana right there.
Looking at this, it's definitely spelled Kiana, too, well, so I don't know where that went in your brain.
In a moment, we're going to boost the microphones up.
No!
And hold them down to Ali's tummy and hear what her kid has to say. We could have a gender-revealing moment on K-Rock. I think in some weird way, Ali, what we're doing now, which I know you're not a fan of, this whole concept of the gender reveal, regardless, it's a part of society, but for the most part, people are just trying to one-up each other, outdo each other. It's pink, it's blue, and it's definitely been played out at this point.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
The idea of shifting that whole thing, the whole pink-blue thing, to hot dogs and tacos, two foods universally loved by the masses.
By us, especially.
Yeah, I mean, let's be completely honest. Hot dogs and tacos have both... those are like foods that have saved us time and time again. You're broke, you're drunk, it's available in the street. I mean, I'm talking about foods where
cheap and filling, both of them.
Both of them, for different reasons.
Both in cart form and in restaurant form.
Right. And to be honest, very hard to make them bad. Like even a bad taco, even a bad hot dog, still hits. So we believe that there should be a giant shift in this whole reveal thing. And when you reveal to the masses, you are not revealing blues and pinks. You're revealing something that can immediately be eaten and consumed by the masses.
I'd like to expose the genitals specifically.
Well, that's
the
what,
baby.
But that's what it is. I mean, when I meet people that
goes
say,
beyond, and it's about sex for me, not gender. You never know what's going to happen,
you don't
right?
know.
This is the sex of the baby.
You don't know how they want to be.
This is
quote,
the junk they have
identified. So let's just go ahead and do something that will be a crowd favorite. Universally, people will love. Even if you're like, oh man, I really want a son. I wanted a son two different times. I failed. I wanted a son, but had every time I had gotten tacos, it would have been like a great consolation prize.
And then think about the headlines when people throw things out of a helicopter, like money.
Right.
People freak out. Now imagine tacos being thrown out of a helicopter, hot dogs being thrown out of a helicopter, and how much the public would love that.
Love it. I mean, not if it hits you in the face, but if it, you know,
then that's funny.
Right. So anyway, that's that. We
just
think
open your mouth.
The gender reveal thing should completely shift over to a hot dog. And if you're going to have one in the near future, please wow your guests. Trust me when I say they will appreciate immediately being having hot dog. Even bacon wrap. You want to bacon wrap those bitches? Great.
Oof.
You don't know. Someone's going to roll in with a cart. You don't know what's in that cart. It's foil. Is it going to be bacon wrap hot dogs?
We're going to load two carts onto the helicopter.
Are they going to be taco? I'm not talking about a helicopter in this scenario. I'm talking about regular people in the backyard.
We're
trying to incorporate a helicopter because Johnny said that he would go up into a helicopter where he's been going for his Jason reports.
He brought it up and said he would like to.
He would like to. So we believe we have a helicopter on the ready. Johnny will go up. I don't think it's going to happen today, sadly. But Johnny says he will do it. But Allie, we decided because your child is involved, that the baby that's growing inside of you right now is involved. We should hear what they have to say about it. And so if you could put the microphone down to your womb and or vagina.
That's where it is. It's in the middle of my vagina.
Well, no one knows how it works, but if you could put it down there, just to, in that general vicinity, we hear your heart.
Oh,
obviously.
Sure. Let me beep, boop. There you go.
You're not moving. You're not playing along.
Beep, boop. I'm putting the microphone down there.
Can someone come in here and hold the mic on Allie's room? Because she's not doing
help.
It. So,
God damn it.
We can't.
Sure. I'm turning it up.
Just turn it up louder. Only.
Yeah.
So Johnny's now trying to get out of going into the helicopter to reveal the gender. So we're going to go right to the source. Hi, Allie's unborn baby. Can you hear us? Hello?
Hey, guys. I hear that I'm about to find out my gender. I'm so excited. Although I guess if Johnny's involved, I'm a girl because he's a giant pussy.
Okay. Wow. Well,
that
is how we've done the gender reveal. Apparently.
I like this bit.
Apparently, he thinks he's a girl or she thinks she's a girl because Johnny's a giant pussy. Now we know.
So more tacos.
All right.
Order.
All right. Well, it's going to be a taco day today, baby. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show in the studio. It's Postmaster Johnny. Time for a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know. You don't need to know answers to these questions. You just need to know if Johnny will know the answers. The questions are all based on things involving school because everyone's got school on the brain these days. Welcome back to the K-Rock Studios, Postmaster Johnny.
What's good, man?
Giant pussy.
Whoa, Allie's baby. Calm down.
The baby.
Jesus, the baby's
giant
got...
pussy.
That's crazy.
Or it's
yeah.
a good little baby.
That's right. We don't know the gender yet, but we do know that the baby's got great vocabulary, so we got that to look forward to.
Very advanced.
Johnny, you are once again, now you are refusing to go in the helicopter, or you're
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I told you guys. It makes me uncomfortable. Don't want to do it. And I know you guys wouldn't coerce me to do it, so thank you.
Haha, that's what you think.
You can call me all names and stuff. I don't care about that. That's whatever.
What if we just blindfolded you and led you into a secret location that happened to be very noisy and have a propeller?
On a freeway?
You're in a shaky room, Johnny. Just don't worry. This is what the general public thinks.
This is day two calling to say Johnny's a pussy and needs to be held accountable. He pussied out on the helicopter. He pussied out on skydiving with... Blind Charlie.
Listen, I don't care if you don't want to get in a helicopter. I get it. The thing that we don't like is when you say, like, very confidently on the air, yeah, that sounds great. I'll do it.
I want to do it.
And then we go, okay, good. You're going to do it. And you go, no, I couldn't possibly do that.
After we've decided that's happening, right. Then on the side he goes, I actually don't want to
yeah,
do
like
that.
The same thing with Blind Charlie. You're like, yeah, I'll skydive with Blind Charlie. We're like, you will? You're like, sure. Why do I care? We're like, great. And then we set it up, and then you're like, no, I couldn't do that. It's terrifying.
You don't want to lie to our listeners. They feel betrayed.
They feel so if you're not going to be a part of this historic gender reveal, dropping tacos out of a helicopter.
It's okay. We don't need Johnny to make it successful.
No. Yeah, I was wondering kind of too, like my correlation to how I fit into Allie's gender reveal.
Because you're the chopper guy. You decided.
You're the one who said you wanted to go
in. I didn't jabber with the IVF shots. And then I was like.
Johnny, it's the chopper thing because you do these Jason reports where you talk about all the cool events happening.
It's the whole reason we started talking about helicopters in the first place.
Yeah, because you've been doing a fake helicopter report for Jason. Do you need me to play any of those or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, play me a Jason report.
I really didn't want to.
Okay.
But here's Johnny and then the chopper.
All right, this weekend, Jason, you got the NFL preseason starting tonight. It's the Panthers take on the Cardinals, and finally we'll have something entertaining.
No, we should have had a new Jason report today because it's Friday, but we don't have one, so I'll just play last week's. But anyway, the point is, you're in the fake helicopter, so we put you in a real helicopter, and then you said, I will do Jason from a real helicopter. We said, great, let's do it. And then it became, while you're up there, might as well reveal the Ali's baby.
I got an idea.
Sure, it sucks.
No, it doesn't suck.
Do a helicopter with the boss?
No. How do you do that?
They just take turns slapping you in the face with their D's?
I'd settle for that for a gender reveal.
That would be great. What is your idea?
I was going to say, what if we went on a roller coaster, like at Disney or something, and then, like, threw hot dogs and wieners off of that.
No, it's a problem for so many reasons.
Well, how is it not a problem?
Why don't we do something I already like and want to do
it's like
anyway.
The same thing.
All right, whatever. Well, all right,
let's hit
worry.
The song.
We're just not going to do it. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know. This is Postmaster Johnny, also known as Gay Leno. And here we go.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
All right, school. School's back. Johnny claims he got through school. Still talks to one of his teachers. We say good morning to Jeremy in Hermosa Beach. Everyone who gets there is right. Allie's going to write your name down, and one of you is going to leave here with tickets. Here we go. It's Johnny Doesn't Know School. Johnny, I'm going to give you some acronyms that you would hear in school.
I'm good at this. I know this one.
We'll start easy. They'll get harder. GPA. Will Johnny know what GPA stands for, Jeremy?
Yes, I'm going to say Johnny does. You're my boy, Johnny.
All right, Johnny, this guy's on. He's got your back. He says you will know what GPA stands for. This is, once again, the easiest one, and they get slightly more difficult. He says you will know. What does GPA stand for?
GPA is grade point average.
All right, and what was your GPA, Johnny?
Damn. What year? In college or high school? Because I had two different ones in high school.
Let's do high school.
All right, high school was 2.7, and then college it was... I had a 3.5 one semester.
No, zero chance.
I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass. September 2017. Or the 2017 fall. I was on fire, bro. I had like five classes.
They're all PE?
No. that was my first semester.
They're all teachers that wanted to F Johnny, yeah. I think is what it was.
All right, a horny teacher semester. Hold on, Jeremy, you got that right. Jeremy,
well, they were all women too, so yeah.
All right, well, that makes sense. Johnny, here we go, next one.
Yeah.
Something I don't think you had to worry about. AP. AP. What does that stand for? Don't answer yet. Let's say hi to Gabriel and Fontana. If Johnny doesn't know, will Johnny know what AP stands for in the world of school?
Hi,
sweet dibs. Good, sir. Will Johnny know
I'm
AP?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yes. All right, Johnny. AP. You ever take one of them AP classes?
Nope. Because that was for like the super smart kids and the foreign exchange students. They all took those.
Right, right.
And they were hella smart.
And what does the AP stand for?
Advanced placement.
Oh.
Good job, Johnny.
Wow. Advanced placement.
Advanced placement.
Surprised Johnny didn't say Asian persons and all the other foreign exchange students that were smarter than me.
Everyone's afraid to laugh at that one.
That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
We got a question number three, and Johnny's gotten two right. Didn't think he would get those first two right. We say hi now to Dina from Lakewood. Good morning, Dina.
Hi, good morning.
Johnny doesn't know. Will Johnny know what the SAT stands for? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Johnny, you've taken the SAT, right?
Sadly.
Do you remember what you got on that?
Hell no. We all cheated and just did it quickly because it wasn't graded.
You said already, 2.7.
Yeah.
That was his SAT score, 2.7 also. Same as my GPA. Johnny, what does the SAT stand for?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I don't remember.
She says you won't know.
But I kind of remember. Standardized Aptitude Tests.
That's a smarter answer than I thought you would have given.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you got nothing right other than the word test.
Oh, what the hell?
Scholastic.
Oh, Standardized Aptitude Test is a thing, though.
Scholastic.
Book Fair.
That's right.
Remember
that's
the right. Book Fair?
What it stands for. It's very confusing. You have to be super smart to figure that out. Yes, Scholastic.
Aptitude.
Ass.
Academic.
Ass.
It always comes back to ass. How is it always about ass? Standardized. Wait.
No, scholastic.
Scholastic assignment. Assessment.
There you go.
Assessment. That's test. Right.
Diana was correct in predicting Johnny wouldn't know. Johnny doesn't know what he got on that.
Very good guess, though.
Yeah. I'm on it. I'm on it.
Alex Costa Mesa. It's back to school. Postmaster Johnny. Will Johnny know? These are just basic acronyms you would hear in school. Another one I'm not sure Johnny was a big part of, but GATE. Do you know what GATE stands for in the schooling or the world of school?
Johnny will not know.
Okay. Wow. Hi, Alex. Thank you for coming in hot. Johnny will not know with confidence.
What does GATE stand for? Oh, man. I don't know what GATE was. I don't think they had that at my school.
I believe that.
What was that? Is that a real class?
It's a real something. Allie, you know this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Allie.
I'm just interested in what you're going to say.
Wow.
It's a big, big thing at school. He says you won't know.
Can I take a guess as like what type of class this probably was?
Sure.
Are these the teachers that would come into class and take out two or three kids at a time and then go take them away for a majority of the class and then bring them back?
You mean like a special ed situation?
Is that what it is? Maybe. Are those the GATE people?
We have the gatekeepers. The teachers come and they take them.
I honestly thought he was going to describe a gate.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a person.
Yeah, like a gate. Like it's to keep the students
in
or out.
The thing at the front of the school with the lock on it to keep the school locked.
They had the cool security guard out front who was like the security guy slash football coach.
Don't overthink it. Maybe that's it. GATE.
GATE? Okay, so like the security guard guy then, who's also the football coach and the history teacher.
No, that's wrong. It's the gifted.
Oh, so it is the
and
intellectual?
Gifted and.
Oh, gifted and terminally. Damn. Gifted and.
Gifted and terminal? Why would you invest in that?
That's
a waste of time.
We're really getting a lot of payback on this program.
Great, you learned algebra. Goodbye.
You gotta finish this paragraph before you die.
Gifted and talented. Damn, what does E stand for in school? Education. Education.
There you have it.
Wow.
Gifted and talented education.
Sure you weren't a part of that, Johnny?
I don't know, man. I was part of the gifted, I'm sure.
Part of the terminal.
Right. That's true. All right, we have time for one more, and it's gonna
everyone's
be
everyone's gotten theirs right.
Julie, that's amazing. Julie, we end with you. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, guys. Sweet
right.
Dibs.
Sweet dibs. You think Johnny will know what PTA stands for? This is the last one now. Will Johnny know what PTA stands for? Yes or no, Julie?
Yes.
All right. She's got confidence in you, Johnny. Make her proud and make this a clean sweep of everyone predicting correctly.
I got you, Juliet. PTA stands for Parent-Teacher Association.
Wow. Woo! Look at that. All right, Allie, everyone predicted correctly. Who's winning these tickets to go up to Big Bear for the Grand Prix?
Congratulations to Gabriel.
Gabriel, you've done it. Well done, good sir. You called, you played, you predicted correctly, and you win. Hold on 1 second so we get you those tickets. And thank you for calling K-Rock on a Friday morning. The reality of this show is that some days we have new listeners and some days we lose listeners. And we did hear from someone at the beginning of the summer that said we would not hear from them again until September at the earliest. They were going to take a sabbatical or a hiatus. I'm not sure what the difference is between those two things, but they seem like people just want to take some time off. And that man's name was Pantyhose Greg. He was not going to call or listen to the show for a couple of months. He thought that it was for his own best interest, and we were fine with it. But Jake has informed me that he has now left his 100th message of the summer.
Are you kidding?
And this is it.
Might be more.
Bro, I'm so stoned and loving every minute of it. It's 1:15 a.m. on Friday morning. We're going to fry all day. Fry all night.
So this was 1:15 in the morning, this morning, Friday morning. He did call and check in with us a few more times to let us know how his night was progressing.
Klein and Allie, Pantyhose Greg here. I've been up all night. It's 5:34, and I'm smoking more marijuana than ever before, my friends.
So he is really, I think, going to attempt to smoke himself dead, which could be the first time anyone has ever actually
overdosed
on marijuana.
And I'm also amazed that he is up all night smoking that much weed, because
right.
I always smoked for a while, and then I would just fall asleep
eventually. Yeah.
Loving every minute of it. Hey, Cloud, I just want to give you a shout out. How you doing? Allie, what's going on? How's Wesley?
Oh, man. He's giving shout outs to
my son's name out your mouth.
Giving your son a shout out.
Going on, how's Wesley? Doing the touchdowns. Good job, Wes.
Yeah. Hey, he needs a father figure in his life.
He does. You know what? I'll take it.
So, well, he'll take that. He needs the support of a man, role model, yelling at him.
That little guy's funny, ain't he? All right.
Well, there he is. Nice to know that Pantyhose Greg is still alive and well. I know no one has asked us to do a wellness check on him, but Jake says he has left at least 3 to 4 messages a day every day this summer.
I'm amazed he can still fund this habit. I mean, this is hundreds of dollars of weed he smokes.
I don't think he pays for his own weed, though. I think
he panhandles outside of 7-Eleven.
I thought he was banned, though. Because I know they put his
picture... How do you get banned from panhandling?
There's always a new 7-Eleven.
No, but he's made it to the top tier of the people that have been banned. Like, other people will panhandle and be like, get that guy out of here.
Yeah, there's not many places left in Alhambra that he can go.
Even if he did get the money for the weed, I think he's also been banned from a lot of the weed stores.
Yeah, you can't go in there.
And so I don't
kept stealing nuggets off the floor.
Yeah, which is a great idea. Right. I mean, how many nuggets do you see, though? A lot of times when I go, it's clean as hell in there.
He would just go into a weed store to grab their shake off the floor and leave, and they finally said, you're not allowed back here. I think he also, if I'm not mistaken, is not allowed in a couple of Starbucks in that area as well.
And he's not allowed at that guy's house.
Shia LaBeouf's house. Yeah, can't go within 200 yards of Shia LaBeouf.
We have to put a one sheet together of all the places he's banned.
I mean, it's that actually would be interesting. Pantyhose Greg, I know you're probably sleeping at this point since you're up all night leaving messages. If you could leave a message of all of the places that you've been banned from, I'm curious to keep track of it all because it does feel like this is a growing list.
No wonder he's in his little shed because I don't think he can go anywhere.
He got banned from that rehab facility, and I thought they're supposed to accept everyone.
And I think they kicked him out of his last place, too.
Well, because he had those roommates.
Chinese roommates, yeah.
Because I have 5 Chinese roommates and they don't want me here.
Well, and he said they don't speak English, but we think they could.
Right. Yeah,
he was being all loud like at 3 a.m. when normal people are sleeping.
Yeah, she was yelling at him.
Yeah, where's that message?
That was so funny.
Him getting yelled at by his roommate.
She was so mad.
God, I wish I could find that. That was the greatest. That was when his roommates were so angry at him that they tried to throw him out. I mean, I think in the middle of the night.
I put Greg in here, and there's just an endless.
It never ends. Hold on, this
Greg
could,
restraining this order. Greg needs to move out.
Good morning, Jake. It's Pantyhose Greg here. I was just calling to see if you might want to be roommates. I hear you're looking for a place.
No.
Anyways, let me know. You got my number.
That must have been before he got thrown out. He knew the end was near.
Even these call titles. Greg, Rippin' Bong Hits. Greg, In-N-Out Onion Rings. Greg, Swamp Ass. Greg, Pickin' Your Ass.
Here's another one.
Greg,
hey, climbing alley, pantyhose Greg. I might move. I found a place in a really cool location. I'm sick of this Taiwanese landlady who's always on my ass.
Everywhere he goes, he's got a problem. He's got to be understand. He's the problem, right?
Things from smoking weed to making noise, and it's just crazy. So I want to get out of here. I've been here long enough. But anyways, I should get out of the lease. She told me I think I could leave when I wanted to.
Oh, sure.
Of course you did.
You can leave. You're out of the
She's
lease.
She probably helped him pack.
She ripped it up right in front of him.
The amount of calls I have that said Greg moving or Greg thinking of moving, it's like 47.
I know. We would have to go through these.
It's too bad. Him getting yelled at by those roommates is just the best. Well, anyway, please, Greg, leave a message of all the places you've been banned from. I'm curious to find out how long that list has gotten. And you're always welcome at the Klein Alley Show events, including the big endless summer kegger that we'll announce on Monday. Well,
including the ones you got kicked out of.
Yeah, you got kicked out.
That's right. You're welcome to all of our events that you've been kicked out from. We got to take a quick break. We're back with your news, and then we got more tickets for Six Flags in about 15 minutes on K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
And as a fact, good morning and welcome to your KROQ. We get into your ADD news in just a moment, but first, I think Allie should hear this message because she is an inspiration to all.
Hey guys, I just left Trader Joe's and I was thinking, God, that cashier was totally flirting with me. And then I realized, oh God, I'm being an Allie about this.
No one wants to be an Allie about this, and that is the problem. When you start to feel good about yourself for just a moment, and you realize, wait a minute, you do that with everyone.
I've been Allied.
I'm not special. I'm just being an Allie.
Well, when they say, how you doing, and you say, I'm good, thanks, and then they make up a new thing to ask you about, it's like, whoa, enough already. Yeah, I'm just trying to check out.
I think that there was a whole video released about how they're trained, and they're trained to have conversations with you.
Well, not you. You went to a Trader Joe's and the guy was a dick.
That guy was a dick with the Carpe Diem tattoo on your neck. I know who you are, sir, and you did not Carpe Diem my day.
Didn't Johnny go over there and disprove that? Wasn't he nice to Johnny?
He was friendlier to Johnny, but we couldn't hear because the audio was so terrible.
No, the audio was good. He was chill.
Thick neck?
No, it was not about my neck, because at the time...
I thought you were a threat.
You look like a thug.
When he was mean to me, my neck was not as big as it is now. So just remember, guys, don't be an alley.
Flirting with me. And then I realized, I'm being an alley about this.
Don't be an alley. Here's your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, we may have mushed another one. It's been a long time since we had heard from Matt Bellamy of Muse. We had him in the studio. He was very nice. We promoted the new album, and he was talking about the new tour, all very exciting. Just yesterday, I got tickets to their show at the Bowl. I was very excited about that.
I was there when Miles popped in. Hey, Allie, don't worry. I got you all covered for the Muse at the Hollywood
Bowl.
Amazing.
Thank you, Miles. Hours later, news broke that he's getting divorced.
Oh, no.
This does not seem like a we'll remain friends, we love each other kind of thing.
By the way, I don't know if there's a hotter person on the planet than his wife.
Really? You think so?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's kind of funny looking to me.
No, she's pretty hot. I think at one point he came in here with her or something, and I was like, whoa. I was like,
why are we interviewing this guy?
I mean, I can understand why. You're like a rock star. I think she's a model, professional model.
I mean, she looks like a model. He filed for divorce, and he is seeking sole custody of their two kids that are 2 and 6 years old. So it doesn't seem like a cordial divorce. It seems like it's going to be pretty messy. They have been separated for about a year already, so it's not a big surprise that their relationship didn't work out. But a custody battle is going to be hard to deal with while you are on tour.
Yeah,
you might get some interesting performances.
Boy, yeah, I like that. Well, listen, a lot of these artists, they're able to come up with great songs when they're going through rough times. So maybe this means good new Muse coming.
When life is good, maybe there's not as much inspiration. But I mean, if you're the kids and you have a choice, don't you go with Rockstar Dad?
I'm trying to remember if he was here. Was there any conversation? I know he had talked to us about it. He was going to the World at the time. He's like, I already got tickets to the World Cup Finals. Going with the family.
I think he talked about his kids a little bit, but he did not. I mean, he didn't talk about family life or his wife or anything.
I just
like
kept
that.
Asking to see pictures in his phone of his wife, and he said, "Not now." It's a weird question, sir.
You think he still pervs out on her pictures, though?
I think everyone. You know, you're with anyone. Anyone who's with anyone who's hot, eventually, they're just annoying. I guess.
Yeah, I think everyone can be annoying if you live with them long enough.
What's that famous saying? Show me someone who's hot, I'll show you someone who's tired of effing them or something.
Yep, that's it.
Did you make that up?
No, that's a saying, guys. There's a saying. I've heard it before.
Will you show us?
People say that saying. Look it up.
Who says this
Confucius
saying?
Or someone said
Confucius.
It. Yeah, or it may have been Buddha. One of them said it, Allie. Trust me.
One of them was smashing, all right?
Johnny, definitely Gandhi.
Gandhi seems like Gandhi.
Gandhi. He was very hungry when he said it, but he did say it.
He was a real Carpe Diem kind of guy, right?
Right.
Klein, I want to make you feel better because you were caught violating a mannequin at Old Navy earlier this week. You were taking off her skirt. You were escorted out of the Old Navy. Possible ban on the way. But I want you to know that you're not the only one who has done bad things at an Old Navy. Cardi B, who is a new Old Navy ambassador, admits that she used to rob them blind and that she never got caught.
Thank you, Old Navy, for holding me down in high school. You know, I used to steal for you guys all the time. So it's just such a full circle moment that, like, I'm an ambassador for Old Navy and I used to steal all the time and I never got caught. And, like, if it wasn't for you guys, I probably wouldn't be the freshest school because I was a fresh was stealing all the clients from my
So just like my experience there. The same.
When you took your kids in there, did you say you're going to be the freshest bitch in school?
I said that. I said, let's go. Let's go. We got to go freshen up, bitches.
And then look at God. Look at God. Y'all need to understand, right? Like a BBL bitch, it is so hard for us to find jeans. Look at all my jeans. I always say, like, I get it from Old Navy, Gap, Fashion Nova, and like that, because I'm 5'3", and I'm skinny. I got no waist, but my ass and hips is the size of Uganda.
Does that help with your kids finding clothes?
That's the section we went to, the Uganda ass section.
The BBL section.
That's where we went. It's the only way to find my jeans.
We all want to live forever. That's why we are stuffing our faces full of peptides and creatine. And now, of course, when we think it's good for us, we also think it's good for our pets. And apparently, pet owners are now turning to these alternative health methods to try and help their pets live forever. People are doing peptide injections for their dogs. Wow. And they're doing red light therapy. All the things, supplements, all the things that you are doing to try and live forever, they think that they can pass that on to their dogs. And of course, there is no research saying that this is good for your dogs, but people don't care. They think if it's good for me and it's helping me feel better, why would I not pass that on to my animal?
I thought there was some pill that was in the final stages of approval that was
a weight loss drug.
No. The thing that was going to help our dogs live like 20 more years.
Oh, I didn't know about
average,
that one.
The average dog taps out around, I don't know, 12, 13. You know, if you're lucky, right? I mean, I think...
Well, you and yours was 17. Well,
yeah, Chloe lived a good... Almost 18. Hard. Almost legal. But sadly, she didn't make it. And the reality is that there's...
Show me a guy with a 17-year-old dog, and I'll show you a guy that's tired and of what?
No, that's not the expression. You're making that up. Yeah, that's a fake quote now.
Okay, got
so, it. But I thought that was the whole thing, because everyone is the idea that we get dogs for such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's cheaper than cloning the dog, which is what that's what Tom Brady did, didn't he?
Well, we spoke to that cloning expert at the time we tried to clone Betty White when she was about to die. And they said that the cloning is still not even legal in this country. You can clone the dogs in Korea and then they'll send them over here. But who knows, really, because they look similar. And I know the people that have done it claim, oh, you can tell they've got the spirit of the same dog. But then some people the dogs have met their cloned versions of themselves.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, that person was telling us. And they said it gets real weird real quick.
The dog is like, hold on, it's like that Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, that's exactly that. Both red rocketing at the same time. All right, we get into a brand new hour of the show in moments and perhaps the greatest hour of your life on K-Rock.